Former Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy is going to join us right now. A couple different things. Gary, we called you earlier this week to thank you, Gary, for being with us. Hello. We called you earlier this week talking about police officers in public schools. We're going to get to that in just a moment, but I'd like to get your reaction, having been a police chief and a police boss in Newark, New Jersey, and then, of course, in New York City before you were here. A police officer now been charged with felony murder in the case of Rayshard Brooks, the death of him down in Atlanta in Fulton County, Georgia. And that could carry the death penalty as the maximum penalty if he's convicted of that. And what is even, I think, more surprising is that his partner, whom this officer was ostensibly trying to protect, is going to become a state witness against the officer who fired the fatal shots. What is your reaction to all of that?
Well, first of all, I'm glad I wasn't in their shoes. But the second thing that goes along with this, in virtually every case, and I think I said this on your show, Ro, that I did not see aggressive resistance by George Floyd in any of the video that we saw. But in this case, there was very aggressive resistance, even... You call it disarming the officer by taking his taser. Mm-hmm. And then when I watch that video, it sure looks like I see the pop of the taser as he's pointing it back at him. And you know what? I'm glad I've never been in a situation like that, because, you know, how did that officer know or not know that he didn't have a gun also? And he pulls it and he very clearly turns and points it at him. And I swear I saw the taser go off.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, two things there. I have a little bit of detail on that for you, because, and maybe this changes a little bit of how you're answering this, but it is that that taser, according to the Fulton County District Attorney, that taser had been discharged twice, which said that it was, you know, no longer a danger to anybody. However, he also said when Mr. Brooks turned and aimed the taser, he did fire it, and it fired above the head of the chasing the tailing police officer here, who's not the one who fired the fatal shots. It was the one who actually lost the taser in the first place. Now, is that possible that it would fire above and still not be an issue?
That seems like double speak to me.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Look, you know, I talked about this on a different interview this morning. Politics is dictating policy right now. And that goes for all elected officials, whether it's a mayor, a president, a governor, or a state's attorney. And that's not a good thing. You know, and I've always been in favor of some sort of national standards for policing, because I've worked, as you rightfully pointed out, one of the few people who've worked in at least three different states, in New York, New Jersey, and here in Illinois. And the policies in each place are different. And that's a little bit confusing. And it's also not the right thing to do. So I like national policies, but now we've got the Senate and the House both writing rules for policing. Who's the police policy expert in the Senate? Is there a police officer there who I haven't heard of? Somebody who ran a police department? These are now politicians writing policy. That's a really bad thing. That's a really, really bad thing. And I also pointed out that Obama went through this exercise back in, right after Ferguson. So what was that, like 2014? Mm-hmm. He actually, and by the way, I'm no fan of what the Obama presidency did for policing in this country. But he did a good thing in this case, which was the 21st Century Task Force on Policing. And what that was a whole bunch of police chiefs, criminologists, community activists, psychologists, sociologists. They put together a really diverse group of people, really smart people, to go around the country and collect best practices from police departments across the country. When they issued their report, Ro, 92% of what they recommend that police departments do in this country came straight out of our handbook in Chicago, what we were doing at the time. The other 8% was either not legal based on state law or contractual obligation. We couldn't do it. Yeah. And at the time, as we all know, we had 50-year lows in murder rate. We had a 75% reduction in police shootings and a reduction in complaints against officers. So this roadmap is already drawn up. We've been doing it for decades across this country in places like New York. And now suddenly we're going to go out and reinvent the wheel. course, for the politics of what's happening.
I got about a minute left, and the reason that we're talking to you in the first place is about whether Chicago police should be in or out of the Chicago public schools. And so we just had an alderman on talking about the city council meeting today by way of Zoom, and one of the things that came up in that city council meeting is that our police officers don't necessarily want, or the police department doesn't necessarily want, police officers assigned to the schools either, even though it's a $33 million contract, because those are officers trained, for different things. Should police officers be in the public schools, or is it better off not to have them?
You know, it's in my mind, it's really a coin toss. I really didn't want officers in schools unless they were places that were exceptionally troublesome, where, you know, we were having gang fights and things like that every single day. It's very important that those officers were in the schools to get to know the kids and who was who and what was what, because, you know, gang members do go to school sometimes, right? And by the same token, you don't want them to be doing law enforcement in the schools if it's social work that's necessary. So I can go either way on it. I'm agnostic.
Interesting. Because it seemed as though the issue was like a law enforcement issue versus a lawlessness issue, which is often how politicians and then the media can, some members of the media actually can couch these things. But it was the first time today that I heard that maybe it is best not done for maybe police don't necessarily need to be there.
Well, you don't want to cross the line where police officers are doing discipline that teachers should be doing. When I say discipline, I'm not talking about the Catholic schools that I went to in the 60s. I'm talking about, you know, suspending kids and catching them in halls and things like that, and giving them whatever, red cards or whatever the discipline system is in CPS. You don't want police officers doing that. And sometimes people would expect that and fall back on it, and that's not our job.
All right. Gary, thank you very much. I'm sorry we had a short time.
Always here,
but a pleasure.
I appreciate
you being with us. Thank you. Gary McCarthy, former Chicago Police Superintendent.